Well, hello folks. We're back in Mount Sandal for our daily devotional. And it's got a little bit colder and a bit wetter, so that's why I have this hat on to try to keep me warm. So today's the 25th of March, which means it's just 9 months until Christmas. So we've got something to look forward to, even with that. But I've got a little devotional book with me today by Dr. Harry Ironside. Harry Ironside's an author that I really enjoy reading. And this little devotional is long out of print. It's called The Continual Burnt Offering. And it was given to me by a good friend who might be watching the broadcast. So if that's you, thank you so much for this devotional. But Harry Ironside's devotional for today, the 25th of March, is taken from the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 12 and verse 13. Just going to read the verse. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. And then the comment that Mr. Ironside makes is, though God's ways with his people are often perplexing and baffling to human reason, we may be assured that he will justify himself at last. If we never understand the reasons for many of his dealings with us here on earth, all will be clear when we stand eventually in his presence in the full blaze of resurrection glory. Till then, faith can afford to wait, knowing that infinite wisdom cannot err, and that all the sufferings of this present life will be repaid abundantly with bliss eternal. This was Job's confidence, even when his distress was so deep that he seemed to be overwhelmed in a sea of trouble and false accusation. And then there's a little poem by a lady called Grace Troy. I don't know who she is, but she writes, I know not why his hand is laid in chastening on my life, nor why it is my little world is so full of strife. I know not why, when faith looks up and seeks for rest from pain, that o'er my sky fresh clouds arise and drench my path with rain. I know not why my prayer so long by him has been denied, nor why, while others' ships sail on, mine should in port abide. But I do know that God is love, that he my burden shares, and though I may not understand, I know for me he cares. Thank you so much.